Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's time for the Alan Stock Answer on News Talk 840 KXNT and on demand at KXNT.com. Here's Alan Stock.
If President Trump or any Republican attended a conference that offered T-shirts that equated Black Lives Matter, the Human Rights Campaign, Nazism, and the KKK, and they asserted they had nothing to do with making that kind of association, the left and their mainstream media would smack the label of bigotry on them anyway, and it would be in headlines. When Congresswoman Ilhan Omar attends a Netroots Nation conference where T-shirts are offered that equate racism and homophobia with Zionism, the left and their mainstream media are all but silent. Ilhan Omar has expressed her disdain for Zionism in Israel, so she can't wiggle out of this one. The media and their amen corner may condemn the president for an inartful expression that he uttered regarding the so-called squad of four congresswomen. The four squad members have themselves at one time or another expressed anti-Israel sentiments, and at least two of them have uttered anti-Semitic comments. When Ilhan Omar used anti-Semitic slurs in one speech that had most of the country in an uproar, requests poured in to have Congress condemn her specifically. After nearly 2 weeks of debating how the House would condemn her, but not really condemn her, Nancy Pelosi came up with a resolution that condemned all forms of hate and buried anti-Semitism somewhere in the middle. The uproar, by the way, had nothing to do with the other forms of hate that was included, and there was no mention of Ilhan Omar and the watered-down resolution. Even though Nancy Pelosi bends over backwards to appease the squad and their sympathizers, they go after her when the opportunity presents itself. They claim that she's rooted in racism. As a matter of fact, many of them claim that all older white people are rooted in racism and have benefited from white privilege. No one escapes the wrath of the new radical socialist left. No one. And yet Pelosi tries over and over to appease them. When Pelosi took to the House floor to condemn Trump and his remarks as racist, she was challenged on a procedural point. That point goes back to the 1980s and says that no one can directly attack the president from the House floor. No one can hurl epithets at the president from the House well. Now, after the challenge was made, a vote was taken in the House chambers. With Democrats in control, they decided to admit the remarks and to ignore the procedural point. After that shenanigan, the House voted to condemn the president's remarks as racist. So the legislators abandoned long-established procedures to launch an attack on the president. And do they think that when the time comes, Republicans are in charge with a substantial majority, they might do the same thing? When Harry Reid abandoned the nuclear option to confirm lower court justices and certain administrative positions, the Republicans used that as an excuse to abandon confirmation of Supreme Court justices by a supermajority vote. Not only have Democrats worked to change the way things are done in the halls of Congress, but they've lowered the bar for unpopular issues, issues such as reparations, open borders, free education, and more. These have been the socialist ideas promoted by the squad in their amen corner. The Democrat Party and their publicity partner, the mainstream media, have not just sympathized with the new young radical left, they become part of the effort to radically change the culture. And that effort to radically change the culture is why you hear time and time again that the United States is really involved in a cultural war. The truth is, we are involved in a cultural war, and this is one war we can ill afford to lose. I'm Alan Stock. Keep on thinking free.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.